Hello, my name is Declan. I'm a librarian with the Kilkenny County Council Library Service and I'm based in the Local Studies Department. Today we're going to have a brief look at the history of the town of Castlecomer in North Kilkenny. The early history of the current town of Castlecomer is one of destruction. It is known that the first Norman settlers in the area built a castle. Its exact location is unclear. Tradition links with the garrison near Castlecomer House, but this is uncertain. By 1200 AD, there was some settlement in the area, as both the castle and surrounding settlement was burned by the Brennans. This is recorded in the Liber Primus Kilkenniensis. In 1328, Castlecomer was again burned by William de Birmingham, as recorded by Friar John Glynn. There are some mentions of a medieval church in Castlecomer. In 1374, this church was confirmed as being in the possession of St. John's Abbey in Kilkenny. There are no mentions of this church after the Reformation. In 1635, Sir Christopher Wandesford began the construction of the present town near the site of the old castle. From the start, the town was a planned one. As the Wandesfords wished to develop their recent land acquisitions commercially, the emphasis of the town was on commerce. The central axis of the town was to be based on a large marketplace. This corresponds to the present square. The plan to the original town was based on the Italian town of Alsinore, with stone houses surrounding the marketplace. Among other constructions was an iron forge, a rectory and a castle. In 1635, Sir Christopher began the construction of a new church. In 1641, the new town came under siege from forces loyal to the Confederation Parliament in Kilkenny. In 1641, the new church was destroyed as many settlers had taken refuge there. The present Church of Ireland may be on the same site. By early 1642, the last defenders of the old garrison surrendered. In 1798, the town was again under attack from rebel forces from Wexford, augmented by local Irish colliers. Part of the town was burnt, including the house of Lady Anne Ormond, which is believed to be on the site of the current square. After the crushing of the 1798 rebellion, Lady Anne embarked on an extensive rebuilding programme. William Tighe, in his statistical observations, observed in 1802 that Castlecomer had 211 houses, a new market house and an infantry barracks. Building of the barracks commenced in 1802. The health of the residents was a major concern of Lady Anne. She built a dispensary on the square in 1819. Castlecomer House itself was built in 1802 on the site of an earlier destroyed residence. Castlecomer, like many other parts of Kilkenny, experienced rapid population growth in the early 19th century. The effects of the famine was thus particularly severe. In an effort to cope with the ensuing crisis, a workhouse was opened in 1853. The infirmary, dispensary and Feeville Hospital were relocated to this site. The famine period also saw the construction of a Roman Catholic Church of the Immaculate Conception. This commenced since 1844. The Presentation Sisters set up the present convent on the site of the old Feeville Hospital in 1885.